So when we look at the year ahead, it's actually important to look into the past. So the last few years have been very difficult, but actually now there's a sense of real positivity. And while it'll be a challenging year, we expect, in terms of business levels, actually people are starting to look ahead and see the real opportunities in international markets. And perhaps we can see the corner turning with new technology in the UK continental shelf too.
How challenging will this year be compared to others since the slump?
So now we've started to talk about this as being normal. We don't really talk about the downturn as such anymore because we're now in a new world. So I think we have to be cognizant of companies have done a lot to change themselves, to contract, to make themselves more fit. And so looking ahead, we can be confident about the future, but only confident if we're not complacent because the hard work is not yet done.
I like how positive you are. It's nice. So you've spoken a lot about the fresh investment. How much of that could be seen in the year ahead?
So there's two areas where we look at investment in the Northeast. So the investment here, we recently published a document with £9 billion worth of investment, and a lot of that is coming. In terms of the UK continental shelf, the oil and gas sector, that may take a little bit longer to realise in terms of new investment coming in, but the good behaviours we're starting to see now certainly give us room for hope, but we can't be complacent about that coming. It's not destined to happen yet.
Okay. So people will be listening to the conference hoping for good news on the job front. Could we see more jobs opening up soon?
So when we look at the jobs market, it's a very complicated picture. As we move forward, one of the things we need to do is apply innovation and technology. So what we might see is new types of jobs arriving in the North Sea and in the northeast of Scotland. And actually, that would be good news. In terms of the volume of jobs, I don't think we should expect to see huge expansion. But of course, within the northeast, we've got many other industries people can look at, like food and drink, tourism, and of life sciences too. So there's hope for people, but it will require new jobs and new ways of training to be taken forward to within the region.